For those of you that know Freeport history, I am at the old Journal Standard building. I've been in here many times for Journal Standard things, but now I am down here at this wonderful location for the NICAA. They are a bunch of fun, hardworking, a little bit crazy, which I love people, and I get to interview Alicia Walker of the NICAA, and everybody gets to find out what is the NICAA about. First of all, Alicia, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. And what is the NICAA?
So NICAA actually stands for the Northwestern Illinois Community Action Agency, and we currently hold down two counties in Illinois. Now, that's only for a majority of our programs, but actually one of our programs, we hold four counties. So we actually service Joe Davis and Stevenson, but then on our senior meals for Golden Meals, we actually service Carroll, Joe Davis, and Stevenson and Whiteside. So we are out there in the northwestern part of the state.
Wow. Well, you say you're out there. Why don't you talked about the Golden Meals. Mm-hmm. Why don't we just kind of give all six of the services and programs that are available for the NICAA.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the most famous that you'll hear that correlates Community Action Agency to NICA is the LIHEAP program. And that helps a lot of individuals with their electric bills, their gas bills, and even filling their heat, their propane tanks during the winter. So if they are within a certain percentage in terms of their income, they can come in once a year and apply to have their bills lowered by a certain percentage. So that's one of the main ones that we are known for. I'd say the second one that's lined up next to that is our senior meal program. Our senior meal program is well, well known, and that services the all four counties.
When you say the senior meal, the Golden Meals, mm-hmm. Are they held in a ton of different locations? Are they held in one? How does that work?
Yes. So we actually have a location out in Savannah. It's an eat, dine-in area. We have a location in Freeport, and that's an eat, dine-in area as well. And then we have a partnership with Whiteside County Senior Center. And so we're actually housed in with the Senior Center in Sterling. So we currently have three full locations that are all dine-in, but then we also do delivery meals out from all three of those sites.
Wow. So with these Golden Meals, and you say there's something in Freeport, there's something in Savannah, how can someone get attached to this if A, they're hungry, and B, they want to meet some people and do some nice things? How do they do this?
All you got to do is pop in anytime during the week, during the mealtime, which I believe starts at 11 a.m. You can call any one of our three offices, even our main office, to get you connected. We are going to start doing a lot more fundraisers and events coming up this summer. We do one that is pretty popular. We held it last year, and it was actually in Whiteside County, and that was affiliated, and we had with a local bar and grill there. And so we did a full raffle, gift bags, giveaway, all of that good stuff. We are always looking for volunteers as well to help serve individuals and do the dining room area. So anyone that's able to volunteer, we definitely welcome that as well.
I was going to ask it. I was going to say, how, if you have four locations or mm-hmm. six locations, how do you have enough people to serve? Is it basically volunteer based?
It is a majority volunteer based, at least for the congregate sites. However, we do have to hold down, you know, a good amount of staff members because there's a lot of driving involved. We're in a rural community. So a majority of our seniors live out in, wilderness in a way, or the boonies. And so especially during the winter time frames, it takes a little bit more to get out there. So we are in that program. We are kind of a health aid where we're going in and we're doing a healthcare check, making sure they're still well, because some of those individuals have not even communicated with friends and family in probably an umpteen amount of days, months even. So not only do we just give them meals and making sure that they're fed, but we also make sure that there's a safety check done each time.
Wow, that's wonderful. So what are some other programs that you have?
Awesome. So another one that's really well known with us is Head Start. And right now with Head Start, we are servicing Stevenson and Joe Davis County. However, right now we only have one site in Freeport, but we're still looking to expand out into Joe Davis County. And that program services individuals or children aged 3 to 5 years old. However, we've been currently working with the Office of Head Start and the Illinois State Association for Head Start as well to bring in the early Head Start. And that would end up helping a lot of our local areas that need, you know, child development skills and training for those that are infants to toddlers. So then that way, you know, based on our community assessment that we just did, the need in Freeport alone is so demanding. And then with our preschools going into the school district now in Freeport, all of that change is coming up this fall. So the Freeport School District will be opening up more slots to house more of the 3 to 5 year olds. So then that also changes our kind of perspective, and we can offset what the school district is not doing to make sure our community gets everything that they need.
Helping kids.
It's what we're here for.
That's what it's all about.
Totally.
Holy smokes. About another service.
All right. So we've got three left. One, excuse me. So one right now, we are actually in the finalization and ending the program. It is called, it's a grant through IDA. It is called HRAP, which is a Housing Rehabilitation Assistance Grant. And this is one that is partnered with a lot of our senior resource centers, especially the one here, because the one in Freeport actually services Joe Davis County as well. So we've partnered up with them, and we have tackled so many different seniors' homes and have made them more accessible by building ramps, building walk-in showers to where they can roll in and have a seat, and just anything that makes them more accessible in their homes.
Can people volunteer for this also?
They can always volunteer for at least the intake portion of it, but they might not be able to volunteer for the construction work part because we do subcontract out for that. Mm-hmm. So that would probably be dependent on the construction crew and their.
Okay. Because I know that a lot of people that listen to FreePod and listen to Tim Beck too, they have a little extra time. They want to help people in this community. And every great thing that you're doing, getting more people would be wonderful. So what else do you have?
We have two other programs, and these come down to a rent assistance program as well as water program. And that is called CSBG, or the Community Service Block Grant. So this grant kind of gives us a little variety to meet more needs of the people in the area. And we actually just came up with this water program recently because we heard the clients and what their needs are. And they need a big assistance with water bills. But in terms of the rental assistance, let's just say if an emergency happened, and like recently there were fires and people were out of place. So what we would do is we would back up the Red Cross and the local agencies that can house them temporarily. They look for an apartment, and we can help get them into that apartment with like the first and second month's rent, down payment, and that sort of stuff.
That's just wonderful. Wow. And the last one with the water, you said?
The water is actually a sub one of the rental assistance.
Oh, great.
So if you're even eligible and you had a hard, hard time, like let's just say a car, you know, failed and you had to pay for mechanical expenses and then your bills got behind, whatever that crisis may be, you can apply for the whole CSBG program. And if we can not only help you with rent, we can help you with water, or we can help you with all the above.
That's just wonderful. You know, I'm so glad that this worked out, that I came down here in order to not only meet all of these wonderful people that work here, but also meet you and learn all of the, about these great programs. Can I just ask just a couple, I guess, thought provoking questions almost. There's one thing that you could tell everybody that's listening out here right now. Why is NICAA so important to this community?
Because we all have our ups and downs, and that is part of life. And when we're having a down spot, you need to have others there to help lift you up when you cannot. And that's kind of what we're there for. We're there for people. We hear what their needs are and we assist. And it doesn't just take NICA though. We're part of the whole social service network. So it takes a full village for us to be able to help our communities.
If there's one thing that you wish the community could give more of, what would that be?
I think we just need to be maybe more spoken, more communicative, and just let us know what your needs are. We understand, you know, it is tough, but don't be afraid to ask for help. because that's what we're here for. And we have some of those resources that can assist you with no judgment attached to it. We're all human. We all make mistakes and we all need to move up from that. And we can work with you during those challenges to get you back to stabilization.
We're not finished yet, but just, I think we'll say it a couple of times so people can hear it. What time can people come down to this location to get help, to ask questions?
So our main office in Freeport is open Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. However, we are open Fridays, but you have to have an appointment first. But we are available via phone all Monday through Friday. We're available through email. We also have drop boxes. So in the Journal Standard building that we're in, we actually partner with ROE next door. So that's another local partnership that we strive with having. So we partnered with them and we have a little area in the front to better assist all of our clients. So then we have full access to whatever they need. And if they need to drop something off or if we need to pick something up, we'll cater to their needs and their schedule.
The one thing I also noticed about NICAA is your website is fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
The past couple of days to do my research, I went on that website and I was like, wow, people helping people and all of these wonderful things. Are there any things on the website that people could go on that they could learn a little bit about?
Oh, yeah. Please check out our website. It's www.nica.org, and it has all of our programs listed. It also has the newest applications that you need to complete for certain programs. It also has our calendars for parents on Head Start and has our meal calendars for Golden Meals. There is also a section on there where you can submit an application. You can submit an application for being a volunteer, and you can also donate. So there's many options on our website that can assist for what you're looking for.
So let's push this a little bit, the concept of donating. What are some things that people can donate?
So you can actually donate no foods to Golden Meals unless it comes, of course, straight from, you know, the grocery store and it's all sealed and things like that. But I will put a plug out. We actually just had a big, huge donor. It was a trifecta of donors that were local farmers that donated about 10 hogs, I believe, or five to 10 hogs. They slaughtered them and turned around and processed all the meats, and it was all donated to Golden Meals within the last month and a half. And that was all from farmers local with Lena area and Freeport. So it just depends on what avenue you're looking for, but we can do a multitude of donations and volunteer work. So
Alicia, I love what you're doing down here. I love your energy. I love the push that you are giving this community. So what's your last word? What's the last thing that you'd like everyone that's listening to this podcast, the individuals that are listening on NIJ and DeKalb or individuals around the Freeport area, what's the one thing you want people to know?
We're here for you. So it doesn't matter really what is going on in your lifetime right now. We might have something that can help service you during that period. We have a multitude of programs that just assist through infant to seniors. So it just really depends on what you've got going on. And we have heard it all. And you can come to us at any point in time, even if you just need a little lift up. We will talk to you. We will get you back onto the right track and give you referrals to get you back to stabilization.
Well, that's wonderful. So for all of you that are listening to this, come on down. It was kind of interesting walking down into NICAA thinking, oh my gosh, look at the history. And then when you walk into the building, you're like, wow, this is wonderful. It's so energetic and so light and refreshing. And you're doing great job. So thank you so much. And this has been Tim Beck, too, Alicia Walker of the NICAA. Thank you.